know. So that's bottom ends over here, and then it's a maximum row. We have one gimpy duck. Her name's Gimpy Duck, and it's just possibly. And we figured the fox would have got her bunch probably. So that's a gimpy duck. And now that the ditch is running, she swims a lot better. So she's not as gimpy. A little physical exercise. It's like, oh, a little PT. Hello, Paula.
It is now 1 p.m. I want to welcome all of you to the Alessandro County Board County Commissioners Work Session, 1 p.m. Today is June 6, 2023. I'm in the Work Session to order. Please rise for an invitation by Commissioner Luis Lopez, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Join me in saying the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, the Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Commissioner Lopez. Roll call me.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
I am here and on top of keeping the phone backs. We send greetings. We will be left this afternoon. So, approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda, Mr. Delgado?
No changes, Commissioner.
Okay. Thank you.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Yes. Section 2 agenda. Today we're going to be dealing with Amanda Park 18 for a Winterfest activity, I guess. So welcome, Mrs. Forth, and the floor is yours. And again, one of the things will make this interactive at any point in time. We may ask a question here and there.
Please do. All right. So let me tell you about the birth of this project. So Carlton Croft, the Economic Development Director in North Oak County, called me up and said, I have one of the county commissioners who wants to do an ice festival. Can you help with that? And I went, yeah, absolutely. And when I told Mayor Phil about it, he said, hey, can we get some of that action too? Because we don't have any festivals between Christmas and maybe April or May. Okay, great. So I started meeting with Carlton and with the county commissioners in North Oak County. And we decided to set up like a winter festival. For February 2nd through 4th of 2024. We call it the Shoal Oso Cold Winter Fest because Shoal Scenic Highway of Legend. So that's why I was at that planning meeting, right?
And tell me about the Oso Cold.
Oso is a bear.
Of course it is.
And very cold, so Shoal Oso Cold.
I like that.
We would have loved to come up with something like Frozen Dead Guy Festival. Anybody heard of the Frozen Dead Guy Festival? Or Mike the Headless Chicken. Those are festivals in Colorado, and a lot of people go to them because, you know, it's got kind of a quirky name, right? The Frozen Dead Guy is a guy who apparently was escaping INS from Sweden or Switzerland or something in Netherlands. And he would taunt the INS, I'm here illegally, and they would come chase him, and then he'd disappear. When he died, his family couldn't afford to send him back to their mother country, so they froze him. And since then, well, I guess Netherlands was looking for a festival, so they decided on this story and called it the Frozen Dead Guy Festival. And Tough Shed sponsors it every year because supposedly Tough Shed donated the shed that the Frozen Dead Guy is in. Okay, so we would love to find some kind of cute little story like that, but couldn't really find anything that would be, you know, particularly politically correct. So we went with the Shoal Oso Cold Festival. So, more than 4 million vehicles travel the Scenic Highway of Legends annually, and Trinidad and Molesburg have always been the gateway for a lot of people to come here for their ski, right? They see the billboard outside of town that says, make Trinidad one of your stops on your Colorado adventure. We want to give it more meat, Because if people come through here, we want them to add a few more days onto their ski holiday or whatever winter vacation that they go on. We want them to stay here for a couple of days. And by providing this festival in our region during the winter months, we intend to enrich travelers' Colorado experience and beguile them to stop and enjoy more beauty, more sports, and more reasons to focus their vacation budgets. So it's a collaboration, like I said, between Los Angeles and the Warrenton counties to celebrate these amazing views. The purpose of this event is to promote the area, to assure the sustainability of local businesses, engage visitors in the cultural and heritage aspects of the region, and enhance the quality of life for everybody around. We will then have ice sculptures, winter games, parties, theater, art concerts, just a few of the different activities that we're going to have at this festival.
Expound on winter games, please.
I will. That's in a couple of slides. Okay. One of the key ones that we want to showcase would be ice fishing on Monument Lake, right? Doing an ice fishing competition. Auger out there, ice fishing. And then also, about a week and a half ago, I discovered human curling. Yeah, and actual curling. And I'll tell you about that in a second. So millions of years of reasons why people would want to visit this whole area. Everybody knows, everybody here knows all the history. We want to promote a lot more of that. I mean, aside from the whole quirky Al Capone, Bat Masterson, all of those kind of things, we have volcanic formations out in Stonewall that you can't get the same thing, you can't see the same thing, unless it's on the other side of the planet. There are other colleges, if you know this, that other colleges, their geology classes come and visit here just to see these formations. I want to highlight a lot of those things, give many people a reason to come here during that time. Let's see here. Oh, and I'm really sorry. You've met Julian Cheek before. She was here for last month's work session. She and I are working on this together, as well as Carlton Brockton. He should be here shortly because he was running a little tiny bit late. Okay. We did a brief video for this, and I know this does not play audio very well, but I'll turn over the volume. We are working with AdPro. So if you know Camille Blakely of AdPro, she runs AdPro for all the Phil Long business. And she also just got a contract with Warpino County to promote Warpino County. So she's helping a lot with the social media. She's creating a website, of course, et cetera. So this is the...
So then before you go to the video, you mentioned Al Capone and Bob Masterson. Are you going to be kind of impersonating those personages as your...
I'm sure the Main Street Live has come. No, I'm not going to. I sure will plan some stories about that as this continues.
I think you would be good about this. I think you should Al Capone, you know. Here is kind of in his own words, tell the story.
That's right. And maybe I can take people on the tours of the tunnels underneath. Oh, they're all closed. Right? Aren't there? Well, there were tunnels. Oh. Not all of them. There's still a couple open. Where are the ones that are open?
You just need connections.
They're actually used for sewage drainage. I think the city should have.
Okay.
They're not, you know, you can't be going through that.
So we could open something and look down.
They're still being utilized under the Columbian Hotel.
Okay.
No, and the reason I mentioned that we happened to have a small stop in Chicago a few months ago, so we spent a few days there, and they had the alcohol kind of a thing. And I'm not interested in that, but I happened to be at a place where he was going to be, you know, and this person actually did a lot of research on his mannerism and his way of being.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I do have a segment in here. We want to incorporate a lot of the community in this, and Main Street Live would be one of those. And I talked to Allie about maybe doing kind of a progressive play, and we can incorporate history in there about Bat Masterson.
So he goes from Trinidad to what?
I'm jumping ahead.
Okay, but Trinidad. Okay.
things on this. Number one, as I said, AdPro is helping us work on this. They're doing a website right now so we can direct a lot more people to the website to see all the sponsorship opportunities. Also on this, you notice there are some areas that have snow and some areas that don't. It's because when we came to this idea of doing this, it was in April, and then we had a couple of snow days at the beginning of May. It was too windy to send out the drones to go video. So we know we're going to redo this once it starts snowing again. Okay?
Oh, question for you over there. It's out Mineland Lake, North Lake. It's on there. Is Mineland Lake owner Brett McGraw being contacted?
Yes.
And number one, number two, do you know that? I know for a fact the city of Trinette shuts off water to that park annually during the winter because of freezing issues. Has that been concerned as well? Number three, I hate to go into the county commissioner role of me and thinking out loud is permitting. Has that even been addressed with the town of Olivia and all of the emergency management precautions of an event of this size? Or what's your capacity? What's your, because all that will play into whether we'll have to qualify for permitting emergency management plans, sheriff's department, similar to the Caveman Festival.
Yes.
Brett's putting on them.
And we are using Brett as a guide on all that. He has been invited and has attended a lot of the meetings every other week. On Wednesday morning, we talk about this, about the process. We're focused right now a lot on promoting it. And you'll see we're going to be going on road shows in a little bit down to Raton, Amarillo, all those. And as far as like North Lake versus Monument Lake, the ice fishing competition, I know we wanted to on Monument Lake. I wanted to do the human curling and curling on North Lake. But when I talked to Marty, she said trying to get permission to do that is really, really difficult with North Lake. So maybe we just do it on two ends of Monument.
Well, my city, however, back to my thinking in advance, promoting right now. Cart in front of the horse, should you get the permitting in place first? Are we looking at that? In my opinion, because what happens if you don't get the permit, you put all the motion behind it.
Right. Okay. So I'll need your guide.
That
or, you're the permit man.
Yeah, permits of the county. And land use would be Bob Lucero and Paul Overture with some of that too, I think, right?
Bob would do the special events.
Special events type permitting.
Okay.
And then the emergency management office with Joel Richards. Sheriff Casillas, and all those would have to be at your meetings too.
Okay.
That's what they did for the Caveman Festival. Are they doing that again this year? Yeah.
Yes.
So they went through the training and all that kind of thing. And I'm sure Governor County has the same type of possible, the county commissioners there have, maybe they do all those other festivals now. Hi there, how are you? You know, I hate to be Debbie Downer, but I just think of all of these things way in advance of an event taking place. Make sure that you don't want to spend a lot of people's money, your own money, or anyone else's money without having a proper permit to move forward. You know, sure hate for enough to be approved at the Board of County Commissioners, and they, well, what do we do now?
Good point.
So,
and I think, you know, following up on that is working with the two sheriffs and the two boards of county commissioners. And quite honestly, you know, I think as far as community and making, we're pretty much thinking on the same perspective of liability. And so whatever you need it, certainly I think you have treated that in worth no public problems and working good Caesar. And that is just I know some of the a few months ahead of us, but it'll be here.
Yeah, you're very right.
So, and that's my two cents on that. And now I would love to see this come to fruition, you know, see the tax dollar base come back to our community and ice fishing and all that. I used to ice fish it, I don't anymore, it's bored. But it's.
I make little tents with whiskey.
But the fish is better eating when they're coming out of that cold water if you haven't had one. So, anyway, but those are my concerns. But I'll let you go back with the presentation. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
Well, that's good. Hi, I'm Carlton Brock with I'm a Vietnam director and tourism director for Washington County. This whole thing started with our county commissioner, Eric Andrietta, who was talking to some merchants in Bonita, and they were bemoaning the fact that he didn't have a real good fourth quarter, didn't have a real good first quarter. There's just not much happening in the winter season. So this festival came together as a way to bring more interest to this region. And we're real excited. We're real excited about the ice sculpting. There's going to be a big growl. When I talk to people about that, the more they like it, the idea of the concert, the main concert in the winter. And we're getting the word out early to like all the folks that come here from Texas. And come on back. See us. So that's about all I got.
Well, a couple questions. Where from county would that? Well, where would the ice sculpture festival happen? Are you going to have it at both counties or at the Pitcher Mountain Resort?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been contracted for 15 ice sculptures, and they are big. I mean, they're like 4 foot by 6 foot slab of ice that they start out with, 2 foot deep. And put some in La Vida, put some at the mountain park, put some at the lake, put some at Trinidad. So people can see the art. And the company is the same one that does it for the Rio Frio Festival in Alamosa. So if you've been to that, they're beautiful works of art.
Carlos, what about someone that is interested in learning the art of ice sculpting? I mean, I'm thinking of let's take
college. Let's take college educational.
Yes. Program. Yeah. First. Actually, you know, people are going to say, hey.
More importantly, probably Trinidad Area Arts Council, yes. Those types of organizations, Rivermore County, get your artists, local artists involved.
I have a chainsaw. That's really
still might want to be on this.
And we have tried to get the arts community in both counties.
It's tough. I sat on the arts council many years ago, and if it wasn't a pottery showing, the other artists didn't remember. If it wasn't a oil painting thing, the rest of them are worried about. So I understand that concern. It's going to be difficult, but this would be a whole new type of art that's never been seen in the area. I think Felix has got to. A good idea there. Concert wise, where were you looking at venues? Because you're going to have to do that inside at the possible venues.
Yes. So on that Friday night on February 2nd, we're going to have it at the Mountain Park as kind of a free party opening up. And then Saturday night.
Outside or inside?
Inside and then Mercantile.
Laura or the
other part? Public park.
I'm playing a wedding there in 2 weeks. That's why I'm
it's beautiful.
It's a nice place.
Yeah. And then on a Saturday night, we're going to have the larger concert, and we're going to have that at the Mint Lake. And Brett is all on board about helping out that, helping facilitate that, putting up tents, putting in heaters, whatever we need to do to get that fully facilitated. During the days at both locations, we're working on getting smaller bands, open mics, that type of thing going. So there's constant music all the time. So.
Musicians and all that we be playing outside in the cold?
No, in warm areas.
Yeah, because it's kind of hard to book. I played out in Nashville, and there was shows where you do all across the country, and there was times where it was 40 degrees outside, and we're like, we're here, you
know, right.
So
absolutely no, there'll be more.
So the entertainment will be there, and then also in that planning, after you guys get your emergency management, your permitting, and all that liquor license applications, or will you be using the license that they have on those parks now? So will it be special event permits? Have you thought of that? Or especially Pitcher Mountain, do they have a liquor license?
Couldn't we do both, Mr. McGraw? Is being all the steps of the security, okay. He had so if he's helping you,
it's all spelled
sporadically, but that's a really good point. We need to incorporate and start talking about that in our meetings. Security, and they've got a lot of medical things. They wanted, don't quote me, like six ambulances on call up there, both in the desk. You know, so they were having to contract with medical providers, and this was at the kingdom.
These are all addressed, required via the special events permit.
Okay.
Each one of them's bulleted and got to address each one.
Out of curiosity, since microdosing became legal, are there more ambulances on call?
Since what became legal?
Microdosing of mushrooms?
They're not legal, yes. They're not in place until
2024.
Is that it?
Yeah, the end of December 2024.
Oh, December. Okay.
So, no, but you know.
So how's that play into the winter festival?
Hmm? Well, again, that appears.
I was wondering.
Yeah, and the thing is,
ice fishing.
What? The highest mushroom gather I went to studies, you have to beware for the what ifs, right? They may not be legal, but
yeah,
and mushroom soup is really nice in the winter months.
Well, that's exactly why we have the permitting process in place to make sure all of those things happen. I mean, traffic control.
Yeah,
our staff a few years ago really went through the weeds on this permitting to make sure that everything is covered to protect not only the people that come to these events, but the county and the residents of the community as well.
Okay.
Because you'll have residents that have lived there in both communities, especially in Pechara, more than anything at the park with people that own the condominiums up there. Are they going to be alerted to this? Are they going to have a public hearing on this or alerted to the Workman County residents of this high volume of traffic coming through this time of year? So there'll be all of those type of public engagements, I think, would probably need to be discussed.
Okay.
I don't know if this early in the stage of the game, if you're going to have 5,000 people or 1,000 people. I don't know. It's too... But as long as you have your ducks in the row, there won't be a question if you have, or a complaint if you have 1,000 and next year it goes to 8 because you did everything the right way the first time.
Okay.
And then, oh, we didn't know about this until they threw it on us. So to err on the side of caution, that's the reason why I think the county with all those permits in Los Angeles County, I don't know if Portland County has those or not.
We do.
I remember a few years ago, they had a hard time with the, what was that funkadelic concert?
The Sonic Bloom.
Sonic Bloom, yeah.
And every year it becomes more of a
problem.
Yeah. So, but you're right. We need to get these things taken care of. Appreciate it. You know, we've been excited just getting the festival
started,
coming together.
And I think, you know, it's going to what Ms. Lucero said, you know, take a look at what money makers are, the checklist they go in there, an ambulance, responder, sheriff, what in the event that you have to transport someone either to San County or Workman County, you have access to a pretty well drafted application if he's willing to work with Wally. It sounds like he's over there. And then even, I don't know if the liquor license that he currently holds there would allow him to, I don't know, that would be later on another question. Or would you have to have a special liquor license? Those two.
Depends on if you wanted to make the money yourself or you allowed that.
Yeah. If this is centered between Monument Lake and La Vida, we might have a couple of other areas where we might have a beer garden or something. So we need to be Brett and then special event with the businesses along the way, right?
To have a nonprofit. He did, and he applied for this year, and there's 3 licenses plus the original license on the first 3 locations we had. So that's already coming for this year. But in Los Angeles County, you have to be a nonprofit to receive a special events liquor license. If not, it's a regular liquor license, which costs a lot more.
Yes. I think at least in Orfordville County, we're trying to get the restaurants to be open. Our goal here is to get businesses to stay open at Dollar Circle and to show that we can bring people to the region.
Your Airbnbs will be happy with that too.
The Airbnbs will be happy with it. Plus, we're talking to a couple of hotels about possibly coming to the county but they want to see numbers. This hopefully checks a lot of such stories, show what we can do.
So are you with the city of Walsenburg or with the county of LA?
I'm in a gray area. So I am paid by work in Oak County. That's where my paycheck comes from. But I work for the Orphanville County Economic Development Board, which is a nonprofit. And then I also do tourism as well. So, and we just opened an incubator, so I'm now doing that too. So sorry, I was driving fast, not very talented. One time.
That incubator conversation we had arriving way before you got in there.
We're talking about chickens and ducks. Exactly.
No, but it's true. Another question. Shaw Bench and of course they have a board that pretty well established and Carlton from the county administrator work from the county. He is the chair of that particular board, of which I'm also a member. Work we approached with them so they can help promote this activity in both counties. Money hacking is basically one of the moves of Shakers in here.
We have Marty's been on every single call, so we looped her in from Seattle.
Any type of skiing or tubing activities at the base of this?
Yeah, as every winter, we are hoping that the ski lift is going to be actually running this year, which I'm not part of. But this year for skiing, they took one of the snow cats and built a sled. You could take people like 16 at a time up to the top of the mountain.
Well,
they built a special tubing hill so people can tube as well. It's kind of coming together. It's a slow process and going through the safety board to get that lift approved. It's proved to be quite a lot of work. But we're getting there.
I would imagine the band is probably going to be on your wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. There is something that I'm going to miss. You labeled whiskey on the great band over here. And I think.
You're on the patio? Houston?
Yeah, something to that extent. But, you know, if you promote when you have a band, I personally think local attracts a ton of followers as well.
Right, that's what we're going to do Friday night and then Saturday during the day. And then the first part of Sunday, yeah, bands going in too. It's all going to be local. Saturday night is going to be a bigger label that we're coming in. And we're looking into a variety of different people on that list. Because from last year to this year, we're going to say to double their fees. So we're in negotiations with a few.
And you guys are doing the roundup here too, right? So in those bands, you've got a full security yet, or that's what you're talking about?
We have for the roundup, we have a band Saturday. So we're
just got really cool and possible.
Yeah, I can't go into detail on like name dropping yet, but it's a pretty big deal. It's going to trump any list.
Oh, I think this is really fun. You have more to present there? The curling, that we go on to.
You're going to be on
Seth, go to YouTube. It's got to go through Marshall first.
Well, I'll just put Felix on one and Tony on the other and push him down the hill.
Yeah, sorry. It's showing on my screen, but not on yours.
That's amazing. We're going to get the concept.
Yeah, the idea of the curling. Number one, I have a real good friend who I worked with for 6 years, who's a volunteer at the Golden Colorado Curling Club. It's a nonprofit. Did you know there are like four curling clubs between Colorado Springs and Erie, Colorado? One of them is nonprofit, and that's the one that my friend volunteers at, and they have an outreach team where they go to different places and teach people how to curl. So he talked to them yesterday. I'm supposed to talk to him this afternoon about coming down here and teaching curling or giving curling demonstrations. And then I found this great video from Carmel, Indiana, where they do human curling. So you can see in the image here, they each get in inner tubes. And so picture like a sponsor for each inner tube and them pushing and trying. So we were thinking about North Lake for the human curling and then Monument Lake for the ice fishing. But Marty said it's really Parks and Rec or whatever organization won't let you. It's a real pain in the butt to go do something on North Lake. So we thought we'd do it in two different ends of
being the water supply, they're worried about that. Number one. Number two, you'd probably have to have Walter cold water rescue teams on hand for safety as well. I mean, you're, even at Monument Lake, you can have 100 people with ice fishing tournament. If you get one good crack, look out. So you want to make sure you have proper personnel on hand, unless you only give so many. I don't know how you figure it out. I mean, drill 20 holes and only 20 fishermen allowed on per hour, and this is your hour, that's your hour, and that's your hour.
Really?
Okay. I don't know, but those are ideas, because you put too much weight on ice. Give you an example. I have some friends of ours who came from Mexico, and they were staying with us years ago with my my parents, and took all these boys to go to Princeton College. And I took them up to Monument Lake in the middle of winter. And I told them, let's go walk on the lake. They're like, what? Are you Prince? I said, you know, let's go. So we're walking on the frozen lake. I said, no, like Jesus Christ, you're walking on water, right? And they were like, I'm amazed that you could actually do on this wall on the way back. And that was four of us. So you just never know. And then you probably have to want to make sure that your Parks and Wildlife officers, if they have any involvement in there, or safety from any professional organization for that type of event. Hate to see someone drop.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. After we finish here, we'll go see if Joe Richards is in his office.
Because I've seen winters up there where that lake don't freeze. And,
I agree.
Because you guys run your cattle up that neck of the woods too. So there's times where I've seen Monument Lake wouldn't freeze until late January, and then it was maybe.
Okay.
You need like that.
Okay.
So.
All right.
But no, I like the whole idea. I think this is going to be great for the entire area, as long as safety and protocols are put in place.
So I put this in here to show you between Monument Lake and Robita. So that's approximately 28 miles. And we want to highlight industry, we want merchants, we want to bring the whole community into this. So for instance, well, here's some of the sports that we'll have on there. There's kind of a beginning schedule for the whole weekend. The Friday night would kick off locally for a lot for the locals, welcoming new people here. The advertising leading up to it would focus a lot, hotels, the restaurants, you know, where you can stay when you're coming to go to this. I also want to, well, I'll get to that in the next one, but ice fishing, curling, the snow, ice sculpting. Oh, also the dates on this are strategic because the weekend before is the Breckenridge Ice Festival that they have every, or snow carving festival that they've had every year for years, and the Rio Frio. So we would like to talk to them about promoting ours. And, you know, if somebody's ski holiday doesn't fall on those, we want it to incorporate our festival.
Cripple Creek has one too. Do you know
it's the week following this one. They usually do the second weekend.
Well, if you have an opportunity for cross country, I mean, that would be.
We have talked about that, and they
not a lot of public land up there. Yeah. Your resorts,
and but you already can cross country ski up at Kachara Mountain Park. Now, whether or not we do a specific event around it, we're still looking through the.
So all of those roads in the park going up between the houses and the farmhouses, those aren't county roads, right? Those are private roads.
Right.
So they have to get the permission to move that association. But because in Los Angeles County, on our end down here, you'd have to use county roads. But in February, half the time there's no snow down. Get on a bicycle, maybe. But then again, that requires a permit too.
And some of the events we've stolen from other kinds of snow festivals. So we've heard of beer sickles. We're going to include beer sickles in that.
What is a beer sickle?
this frozen beer, pretty much what it sounds like, right?
It doesn't freeze unless it's like Miller Lite, because there's no alcohol in it.
Okay.
I mean, does it really get, it gets slushy. I mean, it's slushical maybe. I've tried to freeze it in my walk-in coolers over the years. It
doesn't do it.
Not really. You have to get some really diet or add water to it.
Okay.
On a popsicle, that's free.
Yeah, because I have a walk-in coolers in my industry that I, you know, now a liquor store. We've got our beer coolers. At times they mess up and they'll go down 20 degrees. And I think that freezes is Miller Lite.
Really?
Miller Lite and Michelob Ultra now because it's you know.
Very interesting.
Low alcohol.
Well, I don't know how they do it. We'll find out how
they might have. They might have a secret how to do it.
They can make dip it.
So we'll have drawings for different prizes. Different examples, like there's one called Rob the Snowbank, where you have a lot of snow and the merchants can bury gift cards in there or prizes or something like that. You just let the kids loose and they can dig and win stuff. Or there's also, and I'm going to say it, the frozen t-shirt contest, like a wet t-shirt contest, except you wet the t-shirt, you fold it, you freeze it, and then contestants have to open it up without tearing it and put it on. And the one who does it first wins. So that's all of it, right? Snowshoeing, all kinds of different things. And we want to go to each community along that 28 miles and see what maybe they might want to host. And we have to have a lot of oversight on this, because if we have great things at Monument Lake, we have great things at La Vida, we want them to go to everything available in that 28 miles. If they leave Monument Lake and go to one and it's crappy, they're going to go, well, let's forget this. Let's go straight to La Vida. So we want everybody to have something really good to enjoy. All right, so we are working with, we have a comprehensive media plan utilizing social media, radio, and print all of Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. So we're in the process of planning that. First, we're going to get the website in place, and Carlton and I are going to go like on a roadshow, whether roadshow means by Zoom or actually going down there to present to the county commissioners in different areas or be on the radio or that kind of stuff in those areas.
New Mexico?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Raton. So Raton is on our list. We might go down as far as Albuquerque, but I think really we're trying to catch people who are coming from Texas and from Kansas to go ski.
There is a local magazine, Legends. I'm sure they will promote some of this.
Film production?
I don't know. Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it at Safeway.
Yeah. Right now, our media budget, because we got a grant from the city of Trinidad for $10,000. Just not asking for money directly.
That'd be a different meeting.
Yes.
Turn on the agenda.
But if you want to throw some in there. But that that grant is to be used for marketing and advertising beyond 50 miles from here. So, yeah, we will talk to Legends down the road. But first, we need to get the far out.
And speaking of money, that would be going to our finance and administration in September.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
Like everybody comes to the county commissioner, hey, if you have some money, we could use it. We allocate on an annual basis. So that budget starts in September.
Okay.
October, November, we finalize in December. But if you're not asking at that point and you come January 1, how about some money? No.
Keep them.
But that'll be for the other stuff. Activities you guys put on and all activities in the county for nonprofits. And
okay.
We also do have a nonprofit grant if you this group is a nonprofit. And that grant
has a component. I just made Women of Los Angeles County a 501c3.
So if you have a nonprofit sponsor, you can apply for nonprofit grants through the county, and that opens up in January of every year, is dispersed in March, right? Well, is
okay.
And the average size of the grant is anywhere from 1,000 to 5,000. And some is, I think, Fresno State College has received some of the most because they get scholarships.
Okay.
Out of it, 7,500 and stuff like that. So, when the records fill. And if they're a nonprofit, that'll be a Los Angeles County nonprofit. Sorry, we're all done. But this is that of a, but you gotta be a Los Angeles County nonprofit because this was passed by the Los Angeles County voters.
What if he opens a PO box? I'm just kidding.
You and Henry Solano are going to have to fight over money.
Okay.
We're short of miracles today.
Miracles and wonders.
But that might be a way to go for, you know, budgeting in the future for a community event for the nonprofit.
And if we apply in September for that portion.
The nonprofit grant starts in January of every year.
Yeah.
And then, but if you go to the county finance and administration in September, looking for some funding for this type of event.
Yeah.
This would be a sole event for advertising. So then they will bring it forward for county commissioners.
Fantastic.
During budget yeah. procedures.
Well, I mentioned by September or beginning of September, we ought to have a lot this solidified on exactly what's going to happen, what communities are going to participate.
Breakdown of your expenditures, a breakdown of the marketing, how much you're going to, what your inputs or your results coming back of possible ticket sales or how you're going to, and it's not ticket sales, but results.
Yeah.
Because that really weighs into commissioners because everybody's looking for money.
Yeah.
Everybody. So try to really find the best bet for the benefit for the community in this one's in. We really don't have nonprofits coming before us for that kind of funding at this time, but it doesn't mean it cannot be considered. I never would say no right now, but the hard part is this, just so you guys understand, when we, at the end of the year, every year we have staff that haven't had a raise or haven't had this, or the cost of living adjustments have gone up. And then when we as commissioners go and fund an event, they're like, we're not economic development, county government, what are you doing? So it's kind of hard to do the separation. Now maybe we can go for some grants through our administration through the state level to get some more funding here to offer that to economic development. And I'm not putting Phil on the spot here, but maybe we need to look at some of that grants through the USDA as well, because they have a lot of money. I brought in that public loans of information from our conferences we had. There's a lot of grants that go for USDA as well, and Northland County can look at that as well. Yeah.
And we have applied for a $30,000 grant from CHAFA that they offered.
Yeah, CHAFA, we had those ones with them. Carolyn Tran is going to be coming to Los Angeles County over the next couple of months. She's a Southern District. Do you know Carolyn?
I've got her on speed.
Okay. Sure. So we'll be having her come down here. So there's a lot of other things that I'm glad you're here today, because it's opening my mind to think of how we can find money for you for this specific type of events, instead of using county taxpayer dollars to fund a festival. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very difficult for, especially when you're elected officials, because everybody in the county, well, you haven't fixed my county cattle guard, or this county thing ain't worth the crap, and blah, 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 but you're giving $2,000 to advertise for a thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
So just out of curiosity, lodging tax, I know within the city of Trinidad, goes to the city. Do y'all have a separate lodging tax that goes all the way down to Los Angeles? You don't have any.
Well, we don't have any per se. We have any hotels within the county?
No, we just have RV parks.
And then the one thing that we are contemplating through legislation is now on the VRBO, but that's kind of still in the inception of what's going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah, so if any tax that we implemented on the county residents would have to be voted to be.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is to pass a tax in Los Angeles County? Or any type of increase? We hadn't done it in 30, 40 years until 6 years ago.
Really? Right.
Yeah.
And we did it 6 years ago.
Public safety tax and a 1 cent, half cent sales tax and a 1 cent sales tax.
Okay.
And then we got the voters to approve to keep the excess a couple of years down the road after that, and a debriefing mechanism. But it took a lot to, and it took fertile days and shutting the courthouse down 2 days a week and our staff. So that's why I say when we go out to give money to our organizations and our staff had to go 25 hours, 30 hours a week, not so long ago. And then okay. Here we are, you know, so it's.
So when we come in September, we have to talk about what the results could be that happened based on everything that we've
done. Right. So then our 1.5 sales tax number. So those type of funding, okay, we're gonna have this many people here spending this much in hotels, and not this is our estimates. So out of all this dollar coming in, 1.5 cent sales tax to Los Angeles County, this is what you're gonna get.
Okay.
That's the the dollar amount you're going to get for your investment. So it's a return on the investment that the county, and that's how I would look at it. And I'm, okay. I'm sure every county official would look at it the same way. And if the investment return is not worth the investment, then let's find a different way. And maybe the nonprofit grant in January would be the way we'll assist in that. But it doesn't mean we can't look at the USDA grants we just got and see what they have, or CHAPA grants for that matter. And you got that through CHAPA for economic development?
No, it is for events. They have a sponsor. It's a sponsorship, actually, more than a grant. It comes out to the same thing.
So, we understood USDA. Just about anything that you want. But again, it would be we're going to have a work session with both CHAPA and USDA.
When?
We're going to schedule that. Armando Valdez is actually the state director for USDA. We have his info and I can pass it on to you.
I would love that because I've looked on the USDA page. Because I work with the SPDC, a freelance consultant. People are always asking me, where can I get grants? And I went through the USDA stuff. And mostly it looks like the majority of their stuff has to do with farming. And if you're going to provide more value in farming or something like things like that.
You want to write your cell phone number down and I'll send it to you?
Oh, okay.
I'll send you my mom's number, right?
Yeah, it sounded like the only thing they don't do is marriage counseling.
They do a lot. So that might be another avenue for us to help you guys on this too. You know, we can start doing some homework on it on your behalf. And not just your behalf, but on behalf of the community. Because if we have people like you coming forward wanting to put this on for the benefit of our community, then we need to step up and I need to step up, do my job of finding some more grants out there that we use them to count coffers. To assist you. So
thank you.
Let me go to do some homework and do some work on this as well. And it's summertime. We're out of session, so we can but I'll definitely look at some grants over the weekends.
Okay.
And I don't have a planned event other than the veterans for Wooten. So I'll invite all you guys to come to the for Wooten on Saturday. They're having a fish fry and my daughter's playing in the orchestra from Mount Carmel, I think at 11 o'clock.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Terrific. I heard it's going to be fresh seafood.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good for the culture.
So we figured on a budget of about $80,000 that would cover bands, music, security, supplies, rentals, ice. And again, Carlton has already put a deposit down in the ice. So we've got Trinidad Tourism, we got a $10,000 grant from them. And working on county, got 11,000 for them. So now their logo has to be a little bit larger than the state of Trinidad. In the sponsorship, we compiled a list of about 26 larger sponsors, sponsorships anywhere between $25,000 and $150. And we're leveraging the World Journal because the World Journal already knows a lot of the people out there who might be able to sponsor. So we worked a deal out with them. So they're also going to be selling sponsorships. Because when you look at this, all of this, it's going to be hard enough to tie all the communities together and organize all the events, but to also do all the sponsorships too, that's a lot. So we need to loop in as many people as we can who want to promote this community. And with our community as small as it is, it's a wonderful opportunity to tie in all the community to help in this. But also, people know people know people. So we just want to
ask Brett where he advertised for the caveman at the Oklahoma, Texas,
Mexico. Well, he uses ADPRO.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're using the same organization.
But not to create the ads, but to place it.
Yep.
Okay. All that.
Both.
Well, I saw his Caveman Festival on a NASCAR race car last year.
Really?
Vegas.
Cool.
Yeah. That's expensive.
Yeah, maybe. That is expensive, I'm sure.
Okay.
And Whiskey Creek will be playing that event. I risk
you
all the
You open up the season there up here, too.
No, we open up this festival.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be playing July 1st.
So
if the $11,000 gets a little bit bigger, the 150 you need to have a wine glass.
You'll need to have a little juicer glass.
Tiny name.
Yeah. Since 6-point type. So these are all the people that originally have been planning this and putting it together. So World Journal, Warren Oak County, County Marketing Partners is me, and Community Bridge is Joe from here. These are examples of everybody within the community that we'd like to get involved. I want to talk to the arts community and say, hey, why don't we do a show or a contest around painting the Spanish Peaks or the Scenic Highway of Legends, right? Because people who
House
come
on the
down.
Bridge.
Sorry?
House on the Bridge.
Oh.
Everybody paints that one.
Really? Okay. So I'll have to get a picture of that.
So what's over the tea?
The tea.
In winter and festival. Is that also a
type thing?
150 sponsor kind of a tea?
It's the minute. but also I'd love to get like a plein air group to come out and paint the scenic highway of legends. So when people are there and they're going to the different events, oh, look at the, I'm going to town, I'm gonna look at the gallery. I want something that, cause this is so pretty. I wanna take something home. Theater, I already talked to Allie. I love the idea of maybe you're incorporating history into that. So maybe, you know, it's an Al Capone here. Oh, and see the next installment of this is gonna be at La Vida in the next 2 hours. So it gives away, you know, when you have a party at your house, you wanna create flow, right? Well, the same thing, you wanna create flow with this festival. Restaurants, food trucks, breweries. I'd love to get Colfax Brewery. Have y'all been to Colfax Brewery?
You have a lot of licensing.
I know. That's what I understand. It's really, really challenging, right?
Well, they don't have power of distribution. So in order to, so a nonprofit, like say you said, or even Brentwood Raw, to sell their product, they have to be a licensed Colorado distributor.
Really?
In order for myself or my liquor. So it's to protect those that are licensed in the state.
Okay.
So us whole retailers can buy from a licensed company. So in other words, I can't go to Tijuana and bring back a case or 100 cases of Cuervo. I have to buy it from a licensed distributor out of Denver or whatever the licensed distributor
is. Just another way for the government to make money.
Right. Well, but it pays to make sure that those folks that are licensed to do business in the state don't get undercutting.
Okay. And then merchants, outfitters, sports, everybody can participate in this. Maps, I understand that Jay Gillespie in town has done maps of the Scenic Highway of Legends, so I'd love to get him to draw where all our activities are going to be. So that's time. And then you lots
buy a map from the county assessor's office.
That's not art.
Oh, you want something artistic? I thought you meant the national map.
These things and, you know,
okay.
Graphics.
I have a balance to accuracy in my even feet. Proximity, you don't have to.
No, it doesn't have to be those maps. So, and then planned road shows. Carlton and I are either by Zoom or maybe going there, Alameda, Walsenburg. So we'll go down to Raton. Amarillo is really eager to have us down there. So they want us to be on the radio. They're ready for us, Walsenburg, all sorts of places to try and tell people what's going on and continue.
So, man, I'm going to go back one step by 80. You came up with a budget of 80,000.
You want to break it down?
You have contingency, you have a body, it was greater there. Because you never know expenses.
All right. You know, oh, yeah, absolutely. We have backup plan for that. I thought you meant if it like doesn't snow.
Oh.
Or it's not cold.
Well, and then what about that as well?
It did not snow. So we're going to
keep going. Well, thank you. Well, cycle of events is not like they're putting out advertising dollars, but they're not putting out all of this money to recoup the for a profit, basically. So if you were in Coyote Productions, right, you've done this before, you have insurance in case you get rained out and you cover the $100,000 expenses and it probably costs you $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 to do so. So that would you put your not that type of event. So other than the bands, what other expenses you have other than advertising? And your own time.
Nice.
We got $10,000 worth of ice.
Yeah. Ice, your time, and advertising dollars. So you know, we probably your time is, I don't know, for this type of event, $20,000 a piece, something like that, and then $40,000 or $30,000 in advertising. Yeah, I'm not. I know you're not doing it for your health. Either one of you, or all three of you. Oh, you get paid already. So you can do it. But it also is good to see a promoter come in the area that wants to promote this guy, and not be part of an organization that has a board that can't get along and nothing gets done. I'm not even full names out there, but
It happens a lot. Yeah, so. Anyway, sorry.
Okay.
I look forward to it.
So this is just an example of the partnerships. So we've got different Glacier sponsor, Arctic Circle sponsor, and they get certain things. We're also adding in kind of like a buffet menu. So if you have a, you know, $2,500 or $5,000, but you also want to add in, I want to sponsor one of the inner tubes for the human curling, or I want my name in the VIP phone charging test.
Sponsor a game or something.
Yeah, sponsor a game. And what we also want to do, and this is something that we're also trying to do within the rodeo, when I said we want the whole community involved. So we know that a lot of the for-profit sponsors, Bill Long, you know, all of these guys that can afford to spend money on this sponsorship, they will have big logos, they will have presence. But for instance, at the Rob the Snowbank or doing the human curling, people who are passing out the inner tubes or, you know, letting the kids in to dig through the, we want them to be nonprofits in the area. So they might have t-shirts that say Trinidad Ministerial Alliance, or they might say ABC Disabilities, all that kind of stuff. So they're able to still pass out their stuff because this isn't a wonderful, again, I use the opportunity, use the word opportunity, for anybody coming from out of town can see all the great things that we're doing here. Because we all know we're on the verge of something great. Right, to a big explosion here, you know, in population and popularity and all that kind of stuff. But for all the nonprofits that we have there, we do so much great work here. We'd love to have them participate.
And they order their t-shirts, make sure they're all 2X and 3X because they got to put them all over their jackets.
Oh, yeah.
It's
very
cold.
Good.
Yeah,
good
note.
I mean, you're not going to be wearing a t-shirt out there in 20 degrees, but
or maybe hats. I'll have baseball hats. Roll
beanie caps.
Scarf with ABC. That's a good thought.
It was so cold.
Yes.
I'm there.
Yes. I'd like to make some silly t-shirts. So that's everything we have. And that's where I mentioned about the sponsorship carried by the companies and then charity organizations in the areas and so to the actual then contents. And then those are examples of some of the sponsorship opportunities around sporting events or that kind of stuff.
Can you send me your slide deck?
Sure. What do you want to do with it?
I'm going to forward it to some other people that I know for sponsorship.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll go. Put up a watermark.
Is it for internal use only and presentation?
No. This to Walsenburg, to y'all, to the city of Trinidad. Yeah.
When is your website going to be on the line?
We are supposed to hear about that tomorrow. I think it's supposed to be the end of this month. Yeah.
Go ahead. Awesome. Well, thanks for making the trip to Trinidad.
Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
It sounds like fun. It's cold, but it sounds like fun. I know Phil won't be there. He doesn't like the cold. It turns my fan off right here at times.
The you know, the whole concept, and as we go up and down I-25, if there is later on you get closer and realize that you are going to pass the information to our sister cameras. That's one of the things that we've got is connectivity with all 64 cameras.
Okay,
great.
So,
like you mentioned, at CCI meetings and our winter conference, say, we'll come on down to Los Angeles County. Hopefully by the time you'll have everything ready to go, promotional items, free tickets to the concert. So I don't know if you're gonna charge people fees to join in the races or not, you know, or that's free. But you know, we have a conference one in December.
Yes.
A winter conference in December with 64 counties and a lot of commissioners, a lot of administrators, a lot of people there.
Fantastic. Would you just want like flyers or you want?
Give us what you got when it comes to that point. Let's make sure you come to fruition first and get all permitting and,
okay,
and all that good stuff. And then.
Terrific.
So Amanda, Carlos, and Julian, thank you for that. I mean, please wish you the best and let's have a fish fry.
Okay.
All right. Fishing is
good.
Yeah, first. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
When no other businesses,
Commissioner Reese Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Pete Lopez?
Yes, sir.
And thank you, Carlin, for coming to send us down, right? Well, I don't know.